Olympia, about 18 years later, 84, 85, in that era. And it was a prong set nugget. And I broke a prong when I was out to dinner and lost the nugget. Huh. So I called Henry and I said, I just lost. I mean, I was back to the restaurant. I was down there for the highway department. Several of us had gone to dinner. We'd only been to the restaurant, the hotel. I checked with everybody. And there was just no finding. So I called him and he said, well, let's see. It was about a third of an ounce. And he said, gold was 35 when we mined it. So it was a $10 nugget. And you've worn it almost 18, you've had it for 18 years. I'd say we got our money's worth. And when I came home, it was Mother's Day. And he had designed this setting, found the nugget, and the nugget was mounted. Well, about 6 years ago, some friends of mine were going to float the Mackenzie. They were going over to Canada and then get out at the Yukon River Bridge in canoes. So they were taking 3 canoes over. And this was a Don Logan, Ice Curtain Logan, the one who took the kayak into Russia and did all these things. Well, okay, the adventurers are going on this trip, and they've got their canoes and stuff, and they're always underfunded for these expeditions. So I took my truck and had the tires put on and had it serviced and did some things so that they could take my truck and get all their canoes over to the takeoff point. That was part of my contribution toward the expedition. And when the boys came back, they brought my truck back, the ones that were just driving. They gave me the diamond. They'd been over to where the polar bear diamonds are.
Yes.
And they had talked to the chief, and they had bought a diamond for me.
Wow. Hmm.
So the diamond's a separate story. It's a little Canadian diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And it came years after I thought any man had ever given me a diamond. And I think the four of them went together and bought it for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it a nugget from Porcupine?
No, that's a Nolan Creek nugget.
Oh, Nolan Creek.
We had had a gold shop. And I had bought this nugget in particular for a client. And then her daughter decided to get married. So that was the end of her nugget adventure because she was going to, she had a diamond. She wanted a nugget suitable for a diamond. And we had some, but I saw this and I said, well, she was sticking a 1-carat diamond in there. I didn't get a 1-carat diamond, but it looks nice. So I had bought it because I knew I had it sold. Henry found it in the shop while I was gone. And she, in the meantime, had backed out because her daughter was getting married and she was selling the diamond to buy the daughter a bedroom set. Okay. So it was sitting there and Henry said, oh, that was good enough for that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough for mine.
Yeah, great. Well, that's a beautiful shape, too. Really interesting.
Yes.
Looking.
Well, this was one of the nuggets they didn't think was pretty. The first time they had their big nugget cleanup up there, the shareholders all got together and they sorted the nuggets by the subjective aesthetics, as which ones were wonderful, etc. And they had them for sale from about 600 to 1,200 an ounce. And I went down to Alaska National and kind of fumbled through their 600 nouns because we had a gold shop. We got nuggets, but this would give us variety. And I bought several ounces of nuggets. And then we sold them in Pennsylvania and up at North Slope and down in San Francisco and interesting places.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I wanted a fancy, I went to see about for the lady. I went and got one. I got one.
Yeah.
But the, and that's a, it's a fun ring. And I've worn it every day for a long time. Fond memories. I have. I've got some nice porcupine nuggets here. Would you like to see them?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
This was what we called the honking necklace.
Should I come with you or just...
Oh, no, I'll just bring it out. I know where I put it the other day. The problem was over here where...
Who's a porcupine, huh? Whoa. Whoa.
All except the big one. These are, that's what, those are typical porcupine, I guess.
Okay, so they're nice flat kind of, or at least a selection.
That's Alcangus's.
Oh, really, Ruby area, huh?
McGrath,
oh,
isn't it?
Look at that. Well, yeah. No, Alcangus, they mostly got Long Creek.
Yep, that's right, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, those are interesting, though. These are nice selection. Yeah, nice selection. Hmm. I always liked the garnets. I guess it's
that's a ruby.
It's a ruby, okay.
Well, that's okay. My birth, no, you're right. It should have been a garnet. But our daughter was born in July. So Henry decided to put the ruby in because he knew I was going to leave the necklace to her. This was stolen. I got it back 13 years later.
Oh.
I saw a woman in town wearing it.
Oh.
That was, it wasn't even ugly. The people who stole it had nothing to do with the fact she was wearing it. It was stolen. I had a real hit. I lost our nugget collection, my grandmother's jewelry, my great-grandmother's jewelry. It was robbed up on Pine Ridge. But it could have been worse. It was bad, but it could have been worse. I had a cleanup there, too. And it was in an egg carton underneath the dirty clothes in the bedroom, but they didn't get that. I mean, it could have been grimmer. But and this was in it. And I've seen a couple of other pieces in the jewelry in town. But under circumstances where I didn't want to ask. But this one, I wasn't going to say anything. And Berta Miskovich was there. And we were at lunch for the Alaska Aluminum Mining. And Christine was wearing it. But before she and Nick were married. And Berta commented on it, and Joni Manuel commented on it. And I said, I wish you girls wouldn't say anything. I said, that's my necklace. I just don't know what to do about it. I said, that was stolen from years ago. Well, Christine said, well, it's not mine, it's my boyfriend's. But I was wearing it today because the women in mining were coming. Okay. And then I'm thinking, I don't know anybody there. Because I just hadn't been. So I'm thinking, do I want to say anything or don't I? I wonder who her boyfriend. Well, Berta knew who the boyfriend was, and she introduced me, and it was Nick Stepanovich. And I knew Nick, and they hadn't taken it. Those kids lived around the corner from me, and were kids around the corner from me when I was raising kids. I mean, I knew better, okay. Finally, I left lunch, and I went over to the police station. And I said, I don't want to make a complaint. But I would like to have an officer go with me because I have some questions. I said, I found something that was stolen from me many years ago, but I know the people who have it now are not the ones that stole it, so I'm not trying to file a complaint. Well, they send out this little officer, and lo and behold, he used to sit in the back row of my class at the university. And off we go, and the next time you see Beaver, it's climbing out of the back end of the police car on 2nd Avenue. We talk to Nick and Christine go back, and she gives Nick the necklace. We go upstairs to see Mike. Mike got the necklace from somebody who swore it was family jewelry for a part of a legal bill. Well, I did what you would expect. He said, how do you know it's yours? And I said, well, these are Porcupine Creek nuggets, and this one was we got from Mike Thompson, and Al Kangas had mined it. And this is a ruby rather than a garnet because of my daughter's birthstone. And I said the work was on it was done by John Gately. And he was still in town at the time. I said he did all the wire work. Henry had it made for him. And about that time, Mike looked at me and said, hold out your hand. I held out my hand. He put the necklace in my hand. And he said, now you decide whether you're going to put it on or put it in your purse. And then he asked me if I had made a police report at the time, and I said, yes, I did. I even knew where it was. Okay, well, he wanted a copy of that, because I had it at that time. And he said, what do you think the value is? And I told him. And that was all there was to that. He said, you might want to come and look. We have a couple other pieces of stuff that came in the same deal. But he wouldn't tell me who it was. I think I know that, but that's okay. I was just about ready to have another one made because her daughter had worn it at her father's funeral. And I had promised it to her. And I didn't have it to deliver it. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, well, she won't remember it that way. I could have another one pretty similar made. You never can imitate this something like that totally. But I could come awfully close and she'd remember it by the time she marries. But I didn't have to do that.
Yeah. Did you get a lot of nuggets like that? I mean, was it a Nugget Creek?
Oh, yes. That's what I said, we didn't get any fines.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. We just didn't get fines. We had some awesome fines. We didn't get big nuggets. I think the biggest one we got a 4-ouncer 1 year that looked like an egg. It wasn't a really particularly pretty egg. That was 76, I think. And then in 74, we got one that looked like a ruby stone, like a fig. Mm-hmm. It was very nice.
That's great. Nuggets are, I mean, Nugget Creeks are much more fun.
Oh, definitely. Well, as I say, that's spurred some of the interest with the hard rock. People like to come to Porcupine Creek.
So now show me a slab of your rock. Okay?
I don't have it here.
Oh, okay.